Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Every Nation online service. My name is Shino, one of the pastors here on staff. Today, we're going to continue in our sermon series called Together. You know, God has created us to walk together, to be in a community, and to do life. And so one of the ways we do that here at Every Nation, New York City, is we want people to know God, to grow together, to discover their purpose, and also to help them make a difference. Today, I'm going to talk a little bit about purpose. You know, there's this thing going on right now in society called the Great Resignation, where a lot of people are just right now just uprooting, quitting their jobs. They're not happy. They're saying, man, you know, there's got to be something better out there in life. But one thing I've learned over the years is that, man, if I connect with God, I connect with people, some way, somehow, out of that, he'll begin to show me my purpose. And so if you have a Bible, you can go to Esther chapter 4. And I want to read this book, this passage, because there's something about Esther. Esther discovered her purpose in the midst of persecution, trials, tribulation, when all the heat was coming up on her. Man, she was able to understand, man, this is what I was born for. This is what I was made for. And so if you have a Bible, go to Esther. We'll be in Esther 4. We'll start in chapter 12. It says this: when Esther's words were reported back to Mordecai, he sent back this answer. Do not think because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance from the Jews will arise from another place. But here's the money line. But you and your father and family will perish. And who knows, but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. Verse 15, then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai. Go gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my attendants will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it's against the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions. Here it is, Esther. How did she get here? How did she become queen? If you go back a little bit, the children of Israel, they were scattered because of one thing, sin. And so what they would do is they would serve God. They would sin and then they would repent. And God, being a God of mercy, would forgive them. And then they would go do it again. And so finally, God had enough. And all of a sudden, he just scatters them. And so now they're in exile. They're just all over the place. And here it is, Mordecai and Esther come on the scene. And God is going to use this woman through circumstances and situations by a king by the name of Xerxes, who gets mad at his wife. And all of a sudden, they have a falling out. He ends up pushing her aside. And he puts out this decree. He says, man, go find me all the young virgins in the land, fair, beautiful, and bring them to me, and I'm going to find me a new wife. And so here it is, Esther minding her own business. How many of you out there are just out there minding your own business, doing what God has called you to do? And see, Esther, and the thing about God is this. It says here in Acts 17, 26, for one man he made every nation of mankind to live over the entire face of the earth. He determined the appointed times and the boundaries where they would live. A lot of times we feel maybe as Esther felt, I'm just here doing the same old, going through the motions. But Esther, being in a place, God knows where we are. He's looking. He never sleeps nor slumbers. His eyes roam to and fro throughout the earth, looking for people with faith. And here Esther is just doing what she's called to do under her, some say uncle, some say cousin, some say stepfather, Mordecai. And here he is taking care of her. And the Bible says this in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but to give you hope and a good future. One of the key things about Esther is that, number one, she knew God. And when we know God and we have a relationship with him, he begins to define us instead of our situations defining us. And so here it is. She's there in this town and being faithful to take care of whatever it is that her uncle Mordecai has called her to do. And then she's there and she's serving. And all of a sudden this decree goes out and she gets called into this this, if you will, opportunity to become in line, to get in line, to become a queen, if you will, with the other ladies. And so Matthew 6:33 says this, when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will be added. And what do I mean by that? You know, Esther, obviously growing up Jewish, she probably knew of God. She knew him as Yahweh. And she probably heard the stories passed down from generation to generation. God parted the Red Sea, God doing miracles, signs and wonders. You know, he's the God that spoke the word into existence by the breath of her mouth. And all of this stuff, man, she's listening to this, these stories and saying, you know, I have this, this thing of God in me, knowing who he is. The Bible says this in John 17:3. Now, this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And through a process of difficulty, you and I get to know who God is. See, it's easy to know of God, but when you go through trials and tribulations, all of a sudden that fire forges a relationship between you and God, that when you pray, he answers. When you pray, he delivers. When you pray, he shows up. And so here it is. She's being sent away, not knowing where she's going, but her God is with her. Her God is with her. The second thing is this, is they begin to grow together. She gets connected to a person that is now going to oversee her as she goes through this process. And not only is it people, not as this person, but it's going to be other people that are now connected with her to help her along the way. And what I love about this is that, you know what, there's going to be times in our life where we're going to need people. You never know when you're going to go through a dark moment. And there's nothing like going through a dark moment alone. Alone is a bad place to be. And I thank God that he calls us to be in community, as we've learned last couple of weeks about our connect groups and the significance of being in a connect group. Because when you're in a connect group, you have people to pray with you. You have opportunities to get in the word together. You have opportunities for people to encourage you. And so it's important to understand that we want to grow together. And through this process, she's growing and she's taking steps and stages of becoming the queen. She has these women that are alongside her, helping her along the way that are now assigned to her. And you know what? She does become queen. And the Bible says this in Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens. And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Carry each other's burdens. You know, along the way, I can only imagine Esther. And you know, Esther means star. And now she's shining bright. You know, now she's the woman, if you will, because now she's queen. He chose her. God's favor was on her life. Maybe you're in your job and you're like, man, I don't understand why I'm here. But you know what? You're going to begin to shine bright. You're going to become a star in your place if you stay connected to God and you stay connected to God's people. And here she is right now in this position, and you know, favor's on her life. You know, favor is something that God puts on us that helps us go from the back of the line to the front of the line. Favor on our life is something that just, it's not fair. I've heard it said that, because all of a sudden you begin to be raised up in situations that may be pulling others down. And what we're talking about today is discovering your purpose. Because now she's in a position of why? Out of all the people in the land, all the women of the land, I'm queen, but I don't understand this. And behind the scenes, something's going on. There's this man that's being raised up. His name is Haman, and Haman doesn't like her uncle Mordecai. And all of a sudden he gets offended because Mordecai won't bow the knee to him, won't, in a sense, respect him. And so he gets frustrated. Next thing he finds out that Mordecai is a Jew, and he gets angry and he says, you know what? I'm going to make sure that not only this man, but his people die as well. You know, there's times that we'll be in positions that don't make sense. And when I think about Esther, she's in a position that doesn't make sense to her. But, you know, there's people maybe you're associated with, or there's people in your family situation that are going through difficult times and difficult situations. When I think about purpose, I think about people that I've walked with in the past that have had foundations that have been brought out of difficult circumstances and difficult situations of life, and they make it to the top. And one thing I love is they don't forget where they came from. That they say, oh, I understand my purpose now that I have a platform, I can go back and help people. I can be more generous and go back and help the environments that I came from, help these young children get out of these things. Purpose. You know, what is it in your life that wakes you up in the morning? What is it in your life that causes you to say, you know what, I can't wait for the day to start because I feel a sense of purpose, that I'm not just here floating and going through the motions, but I know I have a target to hit each day that I step foot out of my bed and I go to my job or I go to my school or I go to my campus or I go to wherever it is that God has called me to go to. I feel a sense of purpose. Purpose. The Bible says this in Matthew 18:19. I also tell you this, that if two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. Purpose. One thing about purpose is, man, I don't want to do my life alone. I want to be able to walk with other people. And she has these other women with her. And when this decree goes out to destroy her people, Mordecai comes to her and he says this, and we read it earlier. Just because you're in the king's palace, don't think that this calamity, this disaster won't come near you. One thing about purpose is purpose comes with a great responsibility. So many times I found myself praying, God, use me. God, I want to do something significant. You know, be careful what we pray for, because God actually will allow you to step into an environment or a big situation. And now, game on. What are you going to do when the opportunity that you've been crying out to God, praying for, believing for, arrives? Are you going to be willing to take on that great responsibility and step into your purpose, step into your destiny, step into what you're called for? You know, I remember after I stopped playing pro ball, and, you know, for the longest, I felt like that was what God had made me for. Play football. I'd done it since I was 6, 7 years old. But as I got older, God began to shift my heart when I began to know who he was. God began to shift my heart when I began to connect with other people, get in the word and pray, begin to grow with others. And people began to look at me differently. They say, man, every time that you go somewhere, people around you get born again. They give their lives to the Lord. Are you sure there's not a call of God on your life? I'm like, oh, man, you know, anybody can lead people to Jesus. No, man, when you go, it's not the ones and twos. It's multitudes that are coming to Jesus. You sure you're not called? And I wrestled with that. And finally, one day I said, you know what, God, if this is what you're calling me to do, I'm willing to let this go and I'm willing to step into what you've created and called me to do. You know what? That's what I was born for, born to minister the word of God, to make a difference. You know, once I discovered my purpose, man, passion came, zeal came. Like, this is what I'm made for. This is what wakes me up. This is what causes me. Man, where can I go today to make an impact in society, to make an impact in a nation, to make an impact in my job? Wherever it is, I want to go to make that impact. I want to make that impact. Discover your purpose. It says this, Proverbs 19:21, many are the plans of a man's heart, but the purpose of the Lord will prevail. I want you to think about Esther. Here, Esther probably was just minding her own business years ago, just minding her business. And all of a sudden, God taps her on the shoulder and begins to move her in a direction that she probably was not even expecting. Maybe she was planning, man, one day I'm going to get married and just have a family and be, and then there's nothing wrong with that, you know, and go do some great things and just with my family. And, you know, God's, no, I got something greater, something bigger for you. You're going to be queen, and I'm going to use you to do a significant thing with some people. And so here it was, man. She's standing there, and her uncle Mordecai says this. Maybe you were made for such a time as this. Maybe you were brought to the palace for such a time as this. And, you know, I believe there's people out there right now behind this screen. You're in a position and you're asking God why. It could be for good or it could be for bad, but you're saying, why, God? But if you ask God where you are today to just use you in a way, because I believe that you're standing in the gap for people, just like Esther was standing in the gap for the Jewish people and had no idea, because there were people's lives at stake. where you are, people's lives are at stake, maybe not physically, but maybe spiritually, because you know God. And you have the ability to bring them to the right place at the right time to see them get connected to the Lord Jesus Christ. Discover your purpose. You can plan out many things, but God is going to prevail. His word is going to prevail in your life. The Bible says this in Psalms 37, 23, that he orders the steps of a righteous man or woman. What do I mean by that? There's times where you'll be led somewhere and it doesn't make sense. God, why am I being sent here? You know, I look back and I can remember when God would open a door and I walked through it, whether it was with the New Orleans Saints or whether it's the New York Jets here or somewhere else. But every time I got in there, I would always ask God, Lord, if I'm going to be here, let me be all the way here. And what I mean by that is, Lord, use me right where I am. If God opens a door for you, step through it and say, God, here I am. Use me. I want to make a difference. And that's my last point. Number four is that we have to make a difference. And you know what? Esther did what was not common. It said, man, but you can't go before the king unless he calls you. But she said, if I perish, I perish, because I understand that my purpose is to stand in the gap for these men and women whose lives are on the line. And if I don't do what God has placed me in this palace to do, then we're going to lose a nation. And, you know, she didn't just do it alone, man. She had those women with her, and they said they all came together and they fasted and prayed. They fasted and prayed. And, you know, she got up and she, from that fast, and she went and made a difference. She went to the king and she said this: if I found favor in your eyes, would you allow me to throw a party? And as she throws this party, the guy that was trying to get them comes to it. He got all excited and the tables flipped. This man ended up, that went bad, it turned for good. And how many of you know what the enemy intends for evil, God always turns for good. And it backfired on him. And he ended up being the one being put away, matter of fact, to death. And the children of Israel, the Jews, they were spared. Why? Because of one woman who leaned into her purpose, who leaned into what God had created her to do. And today, maybe you're out there and you're saying, man, you know what? I too want to know what my purpose is. In order to know your purpose, you got to know God. You know, I will close with this. I think about Peter. And here it is in 1 Peter 2:12. It says, live such good lives among the pagans, the ungodly, the people that don't know God. Though they accuse you doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. You know, people are watching you and I. And, you know, she did something that was so extraordinary. She lived a perfect life in a sense in front of her husband, the king. And now all of a sudden, man, this guy, there's favor. She goes in front of him and what do you need? What do you want? You know, there's times where favor doesn't make sense. What do you need? What do you want? But we have the right answer to say, you know what? This is what I need and this is what I want. And what I say makes a difference, makes a difference. You know, when I think about Esther and you go back, that plan was a long time coming. God knew what she was made for. He knew what he made her for. He made what she was born to do. The Bible says this in Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ so we can do the good things he's planned for us long ago. You know, there's things that God has planned for you and I to do long ago. But the question is will we step into those plans when we discover our purpose? I challenge you out there today to throw your hands up and surrender and say, God, not my will, but your will. Not my ways, but your ways. And embrace what God is calling you to be and do. Some of us run from those things. I ran from the call of God. But you know what? You can run, but you can't hide, because he knows where we are. And he's pretty fast. God can get there. I was pretty fast back in the day, but you know what? He's quicker than me. You know, I want to put an application behind what we're talking about today, discover your purpose. You know, once again, when you look at Esther, she knew God. When you look at Esther, she was in community. Not only was it just her, but when she got moved into the palace, she had people with her in her dark moment to pray and to cry out to God with her before she stepped into what God had created her to step into, her purpose. You know, it's important to have people with us as we get ready to step into our purpose. But, you know, not only that, but I think about how Mordecai challenged her, man. He called her out. And, you know, we have an opportunity to be called out. October the 16th, we're going to have a workshop. It's called Leading on Purpose. And so many people right now, man, what am I made for? I don't even know what I'm supposed to do. I feel God saying this, or I want to do that. You know, you need to find somebody like a Mordecai, somebody who can speak to the situation and say, you know what, this is what you're made for. This is what you're called. Let me show you how to go through this process and to discover your purpose. And we're going to do that October the 16th from 9:30 to 12 p.m. Our own Lynette Lewis is going to be leading this workshop. And it's not just for women. This is for men. This is for college students. This is for ladies. This is for people, all walks of life, different backgrounds, to step into this teaching and to learn your purpose. If you need this information, you can go to ennyc.info. You know, I want to tell a story about this workshop. You know, the significance of it for me is that my wife, who I'm married to, was invited by her friend to this workshop. And from that workshop, she ended up coming to this church. Thank you, Lynette Lewis. Thank you for those people who brought her there, because if she didn't come, I wouldn't be married to her right now. So I have a little investment in the game, if you will, a little excitement about this purpose workshop, because it works. And so, just like Esther, let's do this. Let's know God. Let's grow together. Let's discover purpose. And let's do like Esther did. Let's go make a difference in society today. Thank you for joining us. Please join us next week, and see you later.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.